Please see the PDF that accompanies this program for additional materials. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Every Tool's a Hammer, Life is What You Make It, by Adam Savage. Read by the author.
Introduction. Making is more than the physical act of building. It's dancing, it's sewing, it's cooking, it's writing songs, it's silkscreening. It's breaking new trails both literally and figuratively. Making, as my friend Andrew Coy, the former White House senior advisor for making under President Obama, says, is simply a new name for one of the oldest human endeavors, creation. Making things has driven me ever since I can remember. It's also been my employment forever, or nearly so. First, as a jack-of-all-trades in the theater scene in New York and San Francisco in the mid-80s and early 90s, then as a model maker for commercials and movies, and finally for a solid 14-year stretch as a producer, science communicator, and serial blower-upper of things on Mythbusters. When people who've achieved some public success write about their lives, often their experiences get charted like a purposeful linear climb up a mountain toward a summit of achievement. There's often the perception that all of that person's life was driven towards some goal, either by fate or personal ambition. Whether it's winning an Olympic medal or founding a Fortune 500 company or going to the moon, the story always seems to arc in the same way. Life stories always look like straight lines from the vantage point of looking back, but precious few really are. My story certainly isn't. My story is more of a path with many forks. There was a general direction I wanted to head and a vague sense of where I wanted to end up. Lego designer, Star Wars special effects guy. But at each of those forks, when I actually reached them, the decisions I made in the moment were based mostly on circumstances and opportunities that were directly in front of me. Some turns were wrong, some turns were right, some turns were just weird but then became right with time, like with Mythbusters. The fandom that Jamie Heineman and I encountered from Mythbusters was by no means broad-based, but as narrow as it was twice as deep. Because at that time, there just wasn't a robust making community for young creatives to tap into. This is not to say that I was some kind of trailblazer. In fact, quite the opposite. I was following well-trod paths carved by generations of makers who came before me. But I think one of the reasons the show became so popular is that what we were doing was kind of an anomaly. Even though we could tell from the fans that there was still a love of making out there in the ether, it seemed that fewer people were taking up hammers to do the kinds of things that I was interested in. There was a lack of young people who were getting any practice working with their hands and their hearts to make things that were important to them, to create. There are probably a million factors that contributed to why this was happening. The rampant elimination of high school and early grade shop classes through the 80s and 90s, an overfixation on graduate degrees, a focus on technology and/or finance as primary modes for upward mobility, too many screens. I'm not a sociologist or an anthropologist, so I don't have a full explanation for what I was seeing, just that I was finding it more and more difficult to find meaningful populations of good young makers to share ideas with. Sometime in the mid-2000s, that began to change, thanks in part to advances in rapid prototyping technologies like 3D printers, open source software, and the spread of broadband internet. This DIY maker movement that emerged empowered young people, underprivileged communities, and the simply curious to learn and teach and share how to make things again. I also deeply credit Dale Daugherty, who founded Make Magazine in 2005 and offered a vision of an updated popular mechanics that felt like it was pulled directly from my wildest dreams. It was the perfect flagship for making, celebrating a broad constellation of creativity defined by tackleable projects and learnable practices. Maker Faire was founded soon after in San Mateo, California, and a community was born. I'm proud to say I've been part of the fair from the very beginning, and I've given a talk almost every year since its inception. Over time, it's come to be known as my annual Sunday sermon, a name I was unaware of for the first several years.